Once again, I've got the day off on the World Cafe, and we are turning things over to another guest DJ for Women's History Month. We had Angelique Kidjo do an amazing show, and I can tell you, looking at what we have in store today, folks, you are going to be well entertained by Nico Case. Nico, have you ever done this DJ thing before?
No, not on World Cafe, that's for sure.
Well, cool. I'm really glad you're here. And you've done something a little bit differently than what Angelique did. You've chosen all women. And you've chosen, I don't think there's a genre that is unrepresented here, which is fabulous.
I'm hoping not.
Good. Well, what do you want to start off with?
Well, Bessie Griffin is probably my favorite lady singer of all time. She was actually born under the name Arlette Broyle in New Orleans in 1922. And she kind of played in churches for a long time. And then she was discovered by Mahalia Jackson and was asked to sing at her gospel jubilee in 1951. And from there, she got a job in the famous Gospel Caravans of Chicago, the band who also spawned ladies who I'd love to put on the show, like Shirley Caesar, Inez Andrews, Cassietta George. And she just sounds like nobody else. She has a huge contralto. I don't know. There's just something about her. Her voice is huge and soft at the same time. And the Gospel Pearls, the choir backing her up, they make me cry. They just make me cry constantly. And, you know, when I was a teenager listening to music, you know, I was pretty much stuck in the punk rock rut, which didn't have room for other things. And then I just was really missing a feminine perspective. Like, there was punk rock, but nobody really represented me. And so I kind of had to go outside that small genre that I was interested in at the time and listen to things like Patsy Cline and Loretta Linnegan. And then I discovered this record through my friend Laura Woods, because we used to buy records at thrift stores all the time for like a quarter because we were pretty broke. And this record just changed my life. It just made me realize that the world is not black and white. You know, it's not religion is bad or religion is good. I just kind of figured out that there were people who took religion and kind of translated it in this really joyful way. And it was more powerful the way she sang about God than anybody could sing about sex or money or music or or anything.
Soon we'll be done with the trouble.